Welcome, everyone, to Daily Prayer at Crossroads Abbey. I'm Father David, and this is morning prayer for Sunday, April 5th, the year of our Lord 2020, Palm Sunday. Jesus says the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeking such people to worship Him. We're so glad that you're joining us today at the Abbey, where I'll be leading us in prayer using the New Book of Common Prayer of the Anglican Church in North America. You can learn how to purchase your copy at the end of the podcast. We'll be praying responsibly today. I'll be reading the part for the officiant. You'll be responding with the parts for the people. So join me now on page 12 as we humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and the desires of our own hearts, and we've offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we've done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent, according to your promises, declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord grant each of you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of His Holy Spirit. Amen. The Invitatory, once again, responsibly. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise, the people say. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Our morning canticle, the Venite, page 14. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are all the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Our psalm for this morning, Psalm 84, found on page 379 of your Book of Common Prayer. The psalmist sings, "How lovely are your dwellings, O Lord God of hosts! My soul has a desire and longing to enter into the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. Indeed, the sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Blessed is the one whose strength is in you, in whose heart are your ways, who going through the valley of misery uses it for a well. Indeed, the early rains fill the pools with water. They will go from strength to strength, and the God of gods shall be seen by them in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our defender, and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of ungodliness. For the Lord God is a light and defense. The Lord will give grace and honor, and no good thing shall He withhold from those who live a godly life. O Lord God of hosts, blessed is the one who puts his trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." Our first lesson, the book of Leviticus, chapter 10. Leviticus 10, beginning at verse 1. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has said. Among those who are near me I will be sanctified, and before all the people I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, "Come near, carry your brothers away from the front of the sanctuary and out of the camp. So they came near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar his sons, "Do not let the hair of your heads hang loose, and do not tear your clothes, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the congregation. But let your brothers, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning that the Lord has kindled, and do not go outside the entrance of the tent of meeting, lest you die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you." And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, "Drink no wine or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. You are to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. And you are to teach the people of Israel all the statutes that the Lord has spoken to them by Moses." Moses spoke to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his surviving sons, "Take the grain offering that is left of the Lord's food offering, and eat it unleavened beside the altar, for it is most holy. You shall eat it in a holy place, because it is your due and your sons' due, for the Lord's food offerings, for so I am commanded. But the breast that is waved and the high thigh that is contributed, you shall eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they are given as your due and your sons' due from the sacrifices of the peace offerings of the people of Israel. The thigh that is contributed and the breast that is waved, they shall bring with food offerings of the fat pieces to wave for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be yours and your sons with you as due forever, as the Lord has commanded." Now Moses diligently inquired about the goat of sin offering, and behold, it was burned up. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the surviving sons of Aaron, saying, "Why have you not eaten the sin offering in the place of the sanctuary, since it is a thing most holy and has been given to you, that you may bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, its blood was not brought into the inner part of the sanctuary. You certainly ought to have eaten it in the sanctuary, as I commanded." And Aaron said to Moses, "Behold, today they have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and yet such things as these have happened to me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would the Lord have approved?" And when Moses heard that, he approved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We respond to the lesson now in the words of the Benedictus, Is Domini, Song of Praise, page 18. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. You are worthy of praise. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple, on the throne of your majesty, glory to you. Glory to you seated between the cherubim, we will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you beholding the depths, in the high vault of heaven, glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Our second lesson, the Gospel according to St. Mark. Chapter 4. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Mark chapter 4. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teachings he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell among the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but to those outside everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path, where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. These are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things enters in and chokes the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the ground soil, good soil, are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to become light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. The Benedictus on page 19, the Song of Zechariah. Together, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He's come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." Feel free to pause the podcast at this time and to reflect on this morning's lessons, but return and join with me as we lift up our voices together and profess our faith in the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed on page 20. Together, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." This concludes our Liturgy of the Word as we move now to our time of prayer. Once again, we're praying responsibly. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit, the people say. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In our morning suffrages, O Lord, show your mercy upon us, and grant us your salvation, the people say. O Lord, guide those who govern us, and lead us in the way of justice and truth. Clothe your ministers with righteousness, and let your people sing with joy. O Lord, save your people, and bless your inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, and defend us by your mighty power. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. And on this Palm Sunday, this collect on page 607, Almighty and Everlasting God, in your tender love for us, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and come to share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And this collect for strength to await Christ's return on page 22. O God, our King, by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the first day of the week, you conquered sin, put death to flight, and gave us the hope of everlasting life. Redeem all of our days by this victory. Forgive our sins, banish our fears, make us bold to praise you and to do your will, and steel us to wait for the consummation of your kingdom on the last great day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Now let us lift up three prayers for mission, as is our custom in the Anglican Communion, one on behalf of the Church of Jesus Christ and its leaders. Secondly, we want to remember our government leaders. And thirdly, we want to hold up our fellow man, our neighbor, as Jesus calls them. I'll use these three prayers on page 24 to frame our intercessions. I invite you to join with me. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, we pray you to send down upon our clergy and the congregations committed to their charge your life-giving spirit of grace. Shower them with the continual dew of your blessing and ignite in them a zealous love of your gospel. We pray this day for all of those that you've called as apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers, that you would equip these, Lord, that they may build up your saints, build up your church for the work of the ministry. Help them to be faithful ministers of your word and your sacraments. And help us all, O Lord, to do all those things that are pleasing in your sight. As you build your church, let not the gates of hell prevail against it. We lift up Foley, our Archbishop of the Anglican Church of North America. And we lift up Grant, our Interim Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of the Great Lakes. We bring to you Alan, our Dean in Eastern Michigan, and Brian, our Dean in Western Michigan. And we take this time, O God, to lift up our churches and our missions. I hold up Crossroads Anglican Mission to you, and also Crossroads Abbey. Take this time to hold up your bishop. Hold up your pastor or your rector. Remember your dean before the Lord. Hold up your church by name. Hold up your mission. If you're joining us from another denomination, hold up your denomination. Hold up your superintendents or your supervisors. Lift up your church. Father, we pray that you would forgive us our sad divisions and that you would make us one. O Lord Jesus, you said that we would be a city on a hill, a light that cannot be hidden. You called us salt and light. O Lord, help us to be spread out and preserve in a darkened and a corrupt world. These things we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, the chief apostle and high priest of our profession. Amen. And now, Lord, hear our prayers for our government leaders. O God, you've made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and you've sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold and pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom. We pray this day for those that you've called to govern your people. We ask you to lift up the humble and those who do what's right according to their oath of office. And we ask you, O Lord, to rebuke the proud, the self-serving, the wicked. Let them learn that all power and all authority comes from you and is vested in your Son, our Savior. We lift up Donald, our president, Mike, our vice president, all the president's cabinet. We hold up Nancy, our speaker, and Mitch, our Senate president, and all of our elected officials in the House and in the Senate. And we pray for John, our chief justice, and all the members of the Supreme Court and all the courts throughout the land. We bring to you our states and our commonwealths. We lift up our counties and our parishes, and we lift up our cities and our townships. Lord, help these to have wisdom and strength to know and do your will. I lift up Gretchen, our governor here in Michigan, and I invite you to hold up your governor. As we struggle through the management and the mitigation of this virus, Lord, I pray that you give all of our officials wisdom. And I pray that you'd help all of us to do what's right, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, so that you visit our nation with your blessing and not in judgment. These things we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And finally, Lord Jesus, you stretched out your arms of love on the hardwood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you. We pray today for all of those suffering under war, under terrorism, under natural disasters like this pandemic, for those suffering at the hands of violent criminals and human traffickers. We pray for the Church of Jesus Christ that is being persecuted, and we hold up the families of the martyrs. Lord, have mercy. We bring to you those suffering in their minds, in their bodies, those under personal welfare, material circumstances. Lord, have mercy on those suffering under this virus. Have mercy on all of those that have been affected by in their employment, those businesses that are suffering. We ask you to stretch forth your hand and heal and deliver and save. We bring to you all of our first responders, all of our men and women in the military and the law enforcement community. We hold up our healthcare workers. All of those that protect us, Lord, we ask you to protect them. Let everyone who calls upon your name find it to be a strong tower from the enemy. And these things we pray for the honor of your great name. Amen. Feel free to pause the podcast now and lift up your personal intercessions unto the Lord. But return and join with me at the end as we lift up our voices together and give thanks to Almighty God. Welcome back. The General Thanksgiving on page 25. Together, Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all of your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you've made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your measurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray you give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise not only with our lips, but in our lives by giving up ourselves to your service, by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all of our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you've given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto you. And you've promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in His name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. You've been listening to Morning Prayer at the Crossroads, a prayer ministry of Crossroads Anglican Mission and Crossroads in Brighton, Michigan. Thank you for being our guest today at the Abbey. We hope that you found your visit encouraging as we strive together to build one another up in the faith and to make the habit of daily prayer a regular part of your Christian discipleship. If you'd like to learn more about Crossroads Anglican Mission and Crossroads Abbey, please check out our website at crossroadsanglican.org. You'll find a host of prayer resources and helpful links there that'll help you learn more about the Anglican tradition, liturgical worship, and our vision of a new monasticism to help strengthen and encourage your walk and help you draw closer to God. You can purchase your copy of the New Book of Common Prayer by visiting the Anglican Church in North America's website at anglicanchurch.net, or you can print yourself a copy of our Crossroads Abbey Daily Prayer Bulletin at crossroadsanglican.org. I'm Father David, and this has been a production of Crossroads Anglican Mission. If you'd like to help support our ministry, please click on the donation button on the right side of our homepage and make your tax-deductible gifts. Let us bless the Lord, brothers and sisters. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.